Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. This is a live session on tonight. Tonight's topic is going to be about what to expect in the next 3 months. And I have three pals here. The way this works is that I'm going to just basically do a general consultation. You can listen and take it as how it applies to you. And whatever doesn't resonate with you, you could just let it pass and just listen for entertainment purposes. Also, like around 9:30-ish, I will be accepting calls to ask the volunteer question. You are to ask one question, and I'll be able to do a general consultation from there. What's basically going to be happening on tonight, I am using tarot cards as a tool just to help give that message. I know some people, if you don't agree with it, it's not something that you believe in, you know, by all means, you can just flip off the show and just go about your business. But I am using these tools. I am using a sound bowl to clear the energy, and I'm also going to be using, like I said, the cards to help enhance the reading in itself. So when I told you that you have to pick a pile, that's what's going to be taking place on tonight, okay? And in addition to me being able to give you a reading, I will also be utilizing this tool. Now, the way I see it on a practical level is that the same way how we have necessities, we have needs, we use money as a tool, right, to get those things, to bridge the gap between what we want and what we need, right? So this is how I use tarot cards as a means to just bridge the gap between a message that needs to be delivered to the person. Do I have to use it? Do I have to utilize it? I don't really have to utilize it, but it's just something that I do to just help me along the way. Okay, so whatever superstition or whatever, you know, ideologies that you or beliefs that you may have behind it, whether you think it's negative or positive, you know, by all means, you are entitled to your own beliefs and what you choose. And like I said, if it's not for you, you're more than welcome to just click off, okay, respectfully. But around 9:30, if you have a question, I will be able to answer it, and if there's something that you want me to answer with that one question, I will be more than welcome to answer it on tonight. What's going to be taking place, being that this is a live session, is that I'm going to be putting this show on private, so that means first come, first serve, okay, and as time go along, if are more aware of what's taking place, you know, on Tuesday's night, you know, hopefully it will begin to expand. But usually I would just put these live sessions on private. Generally, the Memoirs of Her is basically about a podcast that's centered on a woman and her experiences, the things that she goes through, things of that sort. However, I tied into research I would say mechanisms as far as going along with the title. So sometimes I may have a title and it may not necessarily be geared towards the actual memoir in itself. Is just basically for educational purposes. So it's more or less that. It's not something that's just essentially just based off of one thing. However, I do keep this this platform broad, and so What I mean by that is that whatever talent, whatever creativity that I had that can be centered back at the center point of the memoir in itself, I'll be more than welcome to enhance that. So basically, I'll be doing memoirs generally on the memoirs of her platform and doing topics, like giving topics and giving my thoughts and views on it and things of that sort. Okay, so that way you can have a general idea of what it is. It's not so mixy, whatever the case might be. I'm keeping everything organized and just compartmentalizing everything. Tuesday is just going to be a platform for just consultation and just doing a general reading, and to reach a certain audience on Tuesday night. So this is what it's for. This is a platform that I'm accustomed to, and I wanted to add this in on to the memoirs of her platform as well. Okay, something that I would like to do. So with that being said, I have three piles here. And how this works, like I said, it's a general reading. You can choose 1, 2, 3, okay? That's it, 3 piles. And from that pile, I'm going to go off of that, the energy, the vibe. Do know that I am protected. I did do a petition, I don't like to say prayer, for those things to make sure that I don't attract negative energy or negative entities or whatever the case might be, but that is a cloak of protection over me as I deliver the message. So do be aware of that. And this is why I have the sound bowl here to clear the energy as well. Okay? So just sit down and relax. Okay? And think to yourself whether you want pile 1, pile 2, or pile 3. Take a moment to think about which pile you would choose or would like to choose, and then we go from there. So with that being said, I'm going to start with pile 1. Okay. So once again, tonight's topic, general reading, is what to expect in the next 3 months, okay? So now, for those who chose pile number 1, what I basically see in the next 3 months is that you're going to basically be busy, okay? And what I mean by busy, meaning you're not going to spend a lot of time in the home. Okay, you're going to be outdoors a lot. And although you may desire to be in your home, like in a cozy, safe environment, you know, just safe from the outside world, you know that there's certain responsibilities and obligations that you have to wear as, you know, you have to maintain a living and maintain, you know, the financial independence and things of that sort. So what I basically see in the next 3 months, you basically getting accustomed to routine. I do see that you taking your time a little bit more serious as far as you might get up a little bit early than usual to be able to enjoy just being in your home environment or things of that sort as you get ready and prepare for the day. So I do see that in the next 3 months that you're just going to be getting in the groove of things, you know, things going to be a little bit routine, and you're just going to be basically focusing on what makes you comfortable, okay? Not so much complacent, but comfortable to whereas, you know, there's not so much more dislike than like, okay? And you're going to be very self-aware of that. So I also see that in spite of you just also enjoying being inside of your home, you're going to be wanting to go out and to socialize, but at a minimum. I do see you liking to be be in nature, like going out on a walk. You may have a dog, a pet or something, to where you can take the dog out for a walk to go, you know, alleviate itself or whatever the case might be. Or, you know, just going out and having, you know, a simple companion there for you, such as a dog. It just makes you feel at peace, okay? Just getting that fresh air. And I see that you're going to do it a lot of times between the hours of 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. That's what I'm seeing. You know, it's along the lines when the sun is actually setting, maybe still getting the rough of the day, and you also get in the beginning of the night. I see that happening. You're just going on a walk and just enjoying that walk. Like, you're taking everything in. You're taking everybody, you know, just everything in. I don't see a lot of people out and about in nature, because this is something that you like to be in, I won't say secluded place, but you like to be around areas where there's less crowd at, okay, where there's people at a minimum, and, you know, you just like nature in itself, okay? So that's what I see in the next 3 months, as far as you being able to get accustomed to a routine, home being a space of, you know, your safety zone, and just going out into nature to give you that peace of mind. So generally, that's what you're going to be doing and being on a set routine. Now we're going to get a little bit in depth, okay? Get a little bit in depth. All right, so with the Justice card, we have okay, so what I can possibly see that's happening is that I'm just picking up the vibe that you may be an introverted person. You probably don't like to really be around a lot of people as much, but because you are in a working environment where you have to be a team player, it's almost as if you have to put your game face on and have to interact with other people and, you know, just to get things done, you know, and completed. But it's almost, you're giving me the vibe of being a lone wolf. And people on the outside looking in look at you as someone, whether you are male or female. They look at you, what I'm getting with the Queen of Swords, male figure in particular, people see you as someone that's not really approachable. And because you're not that approachable, they basically let you stay in your own little world, stay in your own space, in your environment. And then when it's time to basically, you know, come together, whatever, that's when you guys, you know, congregate together and share your ideas and y'all work together as a team. But they know generally that, you know, it's not that you're the outcast in the group, it's just that people know and they pick up the vibe that you prefer to be alone, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. But a lot of times with you, it's like you don't really show that that you're trying to make friends at work, because you separate work and personal from each other. You don't try to make friends with people on the job and things of that sort, and you make it very clear through your actions, and people pick that up and respect that about you. You do have leadership qualities. Everybody sees that you get straight to the point, and although you don't have a sense of humor or whatever the case might be, people respect your frankness when you're straightforward and direct in what needs to be done on the job specifically, okay? And I feel like with the people that are around you in the work environment in particular, I feel like you are in like a manager role or something, where you are either a supervisor, manager, I don't know what the situation is, but you are someone of the leadership role or along that caliber. And I feel like every time when something goes wrong, you know, with this Justice card, people always turn to you because they know that you will nip everything in the bud and fix everything accordingly. Okay? So that's what I see as far as you being focused on work, career-driven as well, and just getting set to a routine. Like I said, you possibly are an introvert and you like to be alone. Okay, So, my advice to you, okay? My advice to you is that with the Eight of Cups, which we have again, is that I feel like you take pride in the things that you are associated with, the things that you build on, and things of that sort. And you can be a little bit reluctant about either a change in your work environment or a little bit reluctant about wanting to change careers, possibly. I'm not saying it's 100% correct or sure, but I can just see this contemplation going on in the mind. There's a little bit of decisiveness going on as well. And it's like you like to leave a mark wherever you go. You like to leave a mark. Perhaps with this Eight of Cups, I see that you are a very calculated person. And I don't want to say that you are a night owl or whatever the case might be, but it's giving off this vibe that you are, that you like to spend a lot of time, like you stay up late is what I'm getting. And that's where you get a lot of your ideas, things just start to resonate and click with you. You know, I'm also picking up that there is a vast difference as far as where you live, where you're located, and where your job is at. So I feel like you do have to travel a long way to get to work or something of that sort. And it's very tedious, but at the same time, it's like you love what you're doing, you do what you love. And like I said, the contemplation behind it is like you kind of divide it between the two that you already started, and you want to continue to finish on. Like, you're the type of person, you don't like to keep things undone. You like to finish what you start, okay? And I will recommend, by all means, that you continuously do that, even though the traveling may be a little bit tedious for you. I would just say to just keep a good outlook on the situation and don't, be discouraged because of having to travel to and fro from work, okay? So that is what I see happening in the next 3 months of what you can expect. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to take a little break and we're going to go into pile two.
Bye.
what most people say spirits or whatever. And this is going to make you feel very happy just to be around your family and things of that sort. And I also see with this humming tune, I also see you as a person where you love, 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 love music. You love music. You love various types of music. And a butterfly could be your favorite thing. Like, you love butterflies. It's like something symbolic to you. But you love music. And if you do have a pet, a dog, whatever the case might be, it's like you got your dog, boat, train. You know, when they see you playing music and you dancing, your dog tends to dance or do something along the way, too. Like, I can see that potentially happening. But you seem like a outgoing person, like you give off this lucky, go-lucky vibe. Know, whereas you just feel fortunate and you could just love just being outside in nature perhaps as well. But sometimes you just be in your zone when you start listening to the type of music that just gets you going and things of that sort. So you just be on the go. And even though it's going to be in the fall, I don't know what it is, if you have hot flashes or whatever the case might be, it could be a little nippy outside. But to you, you'll feel like you still feel hot, like you still, it's November or October, and you still feel like in that summery vibe, or whatever the case might be. I could see that potentially happening as well. But your body can take it. It's not like your body can, but you also got to be very careful because, you know, according to the weather, if you're not dressed appropriately, you know that, you know, there's a chance of getting a cold or something of that sort or whatever, not being the best of vibes as far as this person. So you might want to be a little bit careful because I do see that that you don't like to wear a lot of clothing until winter actually comes. You know, so you just going along with the fall and everything and just enjoying yourself or whatever, and it's just a little bit, you know, just a little bit mixy going on or whatever between summer and fall, whatever the case might be. But I do see you falling in love with some type of music, something that could be some type of new song or new artist that came out, and it just had you in good vibes. Okay? So now let's see a little bit more in depth. What's the message? Okay? Okay. All right. So the first thing I want to say to you about you is to be careful as far as if you are a person who's impulsive and you don't have a lot of patience with people, you have to be able to practice being a little bit patient. I do see you as a very intelligent, a very smart person, and you know how to make money. You know how to make ends meet, and you know how to stay above the poverty level, is what I should say. No offense to anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, but you know how to make money and have money constantly flowing to you. Like, you're very abundant. And yes, you're very intelligent, whereas, you know, there should never be a broke day with you. Never, ever. Like, there's always opportunities presented to you, but I'm also here to say to don't take that for granted, you know, because there may be an opportunity that's just fitted for you, and you might miss out trying to, you know, rush through things, get through things, to try to make your money, because you've also given off hustling vibes to where you just try to hustle and make money. I see you having multiple streams of income, not just one. And you just always a busy body and on the go. Like, you're just always in your zone and in your vibe. So basically what I would say in the next 3 months is to expect relatives coming over perhaps a week early, spend time with you, and do know that they're not going to overstay their time, they're not going to take advantage of you or whatever, they're just going to be staying for the holidays and to be in good cheer. So like I said, it could be around Thanksgiving. And to also be aware that maybe you want to know, have a new artist that come out and you want to be in the zone, right? So the two careful things that I just basically mentioned in this reading is to be patient, don't be too impulsive, and to dress accordingly, okay? Even though I know sometimes the weather can be a little bit wacky in November, it's feeling like summer weather or whatever the case might be, just don't get caught up into, you know, the changing of the seasons and things of that sort in the next 3 months, okay? So, that's something to be aware of. And let's see. Okay, what's the last card here? We have the Knight of Swords again. Oh, wow, this is amazing. So, yeah, so basically what I would say is you might be a hot-headed person. Might be a hot-headed person, you like to rush in things, and you don't like people playing with your money. You don't like that. And it's nothing wrong with that either. But at the same time, at the same token, you know, there's going to be opportunities that you might not be paying close attention to, and it's going to be awkward to you, but because you are focusing on, let's say, menial things, you might miss the mark with this opportunity that's offered or given to you. So, for example, you may be a principal person where you don't like nobody cheating you or trying to get over on you. And you might be going at somebody's neck or their head because they didn't give you your $25 or something like that, and you're going at their neck. But then here it is, you got a proposal or offer coming in for you for at least on a $50,000 contract or something perhaps. Just speaking hypothetically, and you worried about somebody with $25. So, you just gotta be careful. Be careful. Learn to be a little bit temperamental in the next 3 months. And listen to your music. Your music is gonna keep you in a temperamental vibe. It's gonna keep you in the energy of rethinking before you react to any situation. Okay, so Pile 2, that is your reading on tonight. Okay, I hope that it was useful to you in some kind of way. Okay. Alright, so the last reading I am going to do is for Pile 3. Okay, Pile 3. In the next 3 months is that your house is going to be in order, okay? You could possibly be doing renovations or something in your home, trying to get it to a certain type of liking, comfortability, and you're getting exhausted, you know, and, you know, you're getting tired, you know, just trying to make your house look perfect. Okay, you're trying to make it look perfect. I'm just here to say and confirm that, you know, you have a beautiful, luxurious home, okay? And like how they say, it's the same. Even if you don't have a home, you live in a project. You know how, forget his name. I can't think of his name right now, but he sang the song Must Be Nice, and he basically talked about how a woman can make a project feel like a mansion, you know, and just that quote in itself, a woman making a project feel like a mansion, you know, it's just the vibe and the energy that you get off, you know. And I do see the energy of you going outdoor, but your mind is still at home, and you just want to hurry up and get home, get through what you're getting through, and, you know, just relax and unwind. And you could be a type of person where you're in a house or a home where there's both parents, both parties are working people, and you seem to your work or whatever you do for work seems to be a little bit tedious and overwhelming for you, along with the fact that you want to be able to make sure that your house is in order and things of that sort. You may have a partner that's at home that's a little bit stoic. They're a little bit proper and they are from Tabina or whatever the case might be. And you coming home to it, you like this person could just be asking you questions right at the door. Hey, honey, what is this? What is that? What is this? What is that? Da, 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 da. And you're like, damn, I just need to unwind. I just need to sit down and just relax. I just want to take in the ambience of the home. And here it is, you bombarding me with so much questions and things of that sort. So what I'm here to say to you is that you could expect that in the next 3 months. And even presently now, I would say just to take it easy, just a tad bit as far as, you know, going out into nature, allowing yourself to soak up the sun, enjoy summer before fall comes, okay? I feel like you have this feeling that there's not enough time in the day, and you like, damn, where did the day go? Okay, as long as I'm coming home, okay, I feel at peace. So this is the vibe that I'm picking up as well, and the advice to you is to enjoy summer while you can, okay? All right, let's get a little bit in depth. Get a little bit in depth. All right, so we have the Five of Cups, and we have the High Priestess, and we have the Lovers card. Yes, so I do feel that you, as a person, whether you is, I feel like this is more or less a woman. You feel so overwhelmed with the day, things that you do during the day that sometimes you just need to just sit back and relax because it's like you take on everything. You know, you take on other people's responsibilities along with your own, and sometimes you could just feel overworked. Okay? So it's times where you don't need cut and give people the cold shoulder, but sometimes it just happens, and you know that people rely on you so much that it's the simplest thing that they could do, such as, okay, say like they're in the house, they know where the toilet tissue is at in the closet, but yet they want you to get the toilet tissue when they can go and get it themselves. So it's like little menial things that they can possibly do that you just get aggravated and just walk away, and they kind of feel like, damn, what did I do? Like leaving them out in the cold, crippled a little bit. So basically what you need to be aware of is that sometimes you allow it, either this is your partner, your children, or whomever you are with, to be codependent on you, which can turn in turn be unhealthy. Okay? I do feel that you perhaps could be a spiritual person as well. And yes, you do oversee everything within your household, and you do take care of everything. And I'm here to say that whether you have a partner, a spouse, or you're with someone, or this is a parent, just do know that your partner, whether that person is, loves you very dearly. They appreciate everything that you do. So don't think that they don't appreciate it, because they do appreciate you, and they do see all the hard work that you put in, even though they try to, like, keep things along in check with you. And in fact, this person admires you, okay? So just be aware of the fact that this person do love and care about you and appreciate you very dearly, okay? And that whatever you're doing is not going in vain, but you just need to be able to set boundaries. And don't be a people pleaser. Don't do it, you know, because it's going to drive you crazy, because you don't want people being codependent on you, okay? You want people to be in a position to where they're being interdependent with you, meaning they can do things on their own, but y'all can also collaborate and do things together, you know, that kind of vibe. So my advice to you with the Wheel of Fortune card is that you're on the right track, okay? You are on the right track. Things are going to be going in your favor, okay? You got good karma coming in. And what I would say is that to keep a balance in your life is to keep boundaries, okay? If you want that type of balance and to just be able to focus on your mental health, your peace of mind, you know, and just to unwind when you get home, just believe you me that it's bound to happen, okay? It's bound to happen, all right? You just got to stay focused, stay positive, and don't overwork yourself. Don't do it, okay? So, I did pile one, I did pile two, and I did pile three, okay? Now, if you guys want to share or give a donation, you're more than welcome to send to my Cash App, which the information is listed in the blog talk comment area. It is on Cash App. It's with the dollar sign send to me. That's where you can actually locate me if you want to send a donation just for the readings. But other than that, you don't have to. You know, nobody put a gun to your head. If you feel the need that you feel like you resonate with the reading and you want to give a donation, you're more than welcome to send to that as well. Okay? And then I do have a PayPal. I have a PayPal account as well, which is called C Mendes. So you can also send to that as well if you want to share a donation. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to be transitioning out. I'm going to be taking calls for the one question that people have, and then we're going to go there. So we're going to take a break, okay? Okay, so I am going to be taking everyone's call. You have to press the number 1. And once again, as I said before, if you have a question, you just ask the question, and then I'll just do the consultation for you, and we go from there, okay? So just press the number 1, and I'll take your call. Three, 347, you are on air. 347, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes, how are you?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good, I'm with you.
Say it again?
No, I said I'm good, and you?
Okay, that's good. I'm doing great as well. So you had a question that you wanted to ask?
Not specifically, but I just wanted a reading.
Just a general reading?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to start off with my exclamation cards, and then I'll go from there. Are you fully aware of how I go about doing a reading?
No, not really.
Okay, so I do use my tarot cards, and I just go over with my messages cards, so you'll be aware of that, okay? Because I don't want you to be into something that you're not aware of or privy to, okay?
All right.
All right, so I'm going to start off with just some messages, and then I'll just do a general three-card reading, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so you don't have a question. You just do you want to know what's going to happen in the next 3 months, or you just want it to just be a general reading?
You could do the next 3 months.
Okay, so let's do that then. Let me start off with the messages first. Okay. All right, so we have the first card up is fake friend. I'll explain about it. I'm just going to read the cards that just come out randomly, okay?
All right.
All right. And the next card is to get out of your comfort zone. And I'm going to get another three message card. And betrayal. So, I mean, I don't know if you were a little bit curious, like, or leery about your friends that you have now. Do you feel questionable about them?
Right now? No, not anybody.
Okay, all right. Well, in the next 3 months, I would say just be careful of the people that you keep around you because everybody's intention is not always good. Like, you could be the one who have good intentions for other people, but they may not have it for you. Okay? So, I'm pretty sure you could tell when someone's being fake and when someone's being genuine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you know a fake friend from a true friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So just be aware of people who come to you that's acting overly nice to you, overly friendly, and you probably, like, looking at them with a side eye. You know, just know that whatever you feel your intuition, you're not wrong, okay? And then with this, get out of your comfort zone. Whatever talent that you have, like, it's like you, how should I say, I think you, it's like 1 minute you are into doing the things that you love and the next minute you stop doing it because of circumstances or situations that you're going through. So I would say that you have a good talent and that you need to allow yourself to expand, okay? Like, don't be afraid to dream big or to say, okay, this is how I want, you know, to be where I'm at with this talent or something like that in the future. Don't be afraid to plan it out or to actually take action and do, you know, pursuing your dream. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then with this betrayal, I'm not sure, like, what this is. I think it has association with fake friends. Maybe that could just be their intentions. It may not be that they are doing anything bad to you. It could just be that you ever had a friend that would hang out with you, then all of a sudden they stop hanging out with you and hang out with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like they kind of like chose another person over you.
Yeah.
So something like that along the lines can happen. It's almost like the person ghosting you, but that is like a form of betrayal in a sense. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything directly bad towards you. It's just how, you know, if you're around that environment of fake friends, that's how sometimes they may behave. Okay?
Yes.
All right, so I'm just going to use my tarot cards this time. That was just the messages, okay?
Okay.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 8 of cups. Okay. Okay, what I'm generally seeing as far as with the Eight of Cups, I see that you started out a project, but you didn't, like, really finish with it. Was it something that you started, but you didn't really, like, get to finish? But you plan on finishing? Huh?
Yeah, so recently, so, you know, I do nails, and I'm, like, just like how you said, I need to pursue my dreams. I'm really off and on about it because, like, it's not something I can do consistently. And then I started my nail page, but I never finished making it.
Okay, well, I would say that you have somebody that's interested in supporting you. Like, you already have 6 solid clients that's willing to constantly come to you. So it's something that you could look into. It is a success, I would say. And then there's somebody, like an older person, that's going to lead and guide you. I feel like it's more of a male figure that's going to help and lead and guide you with establishing your business. Okay? I don't know if this could be your father or somebody. Like, it's just somebody who you close to, someone who you trust. Like, they'll lead and guide you into the right direction as to what you need to do. Like, they'll probably tell you how to get your LLC, how to get a trademark and all of that, and to just basically start your business. Okay? So
yeah,
that's what I see. With the clients that you do have, just try to keep them and just try to just work on time management. Okay, and just prioritize what's most important. But don't give up on your dreams, okay? You just keep pushing
yeah.
and keep going. All right, so in the next 3 months, I do see success in your goals and what you wanted to do as far as being a nail technician. But in the next 3 months, you need to be aware of fake friends and just know that sometimes, you know, people could be wishy-washy. And don't take it personal because you are getting a reading now. So when it does happen or take place, you already know how to conduct yourself from there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All
right. So how did you like the reading?
It was, like, spot on. Like, everything you said from the business to the LLC, like, the, I feel like the male figure is going to be my dad because he's always telling me I need to take it seriously.
Uh-huh.
He's very big on me getting a trademark and everything because I'm, like, I got so much better and stuff. And then, like, because
yeah.
everything about it, is just, it was very, like, it was close.
Okay, so I wish you all the luck, and I really say to follow your father's advice and just know that you can go far with your dreams and your talents. Okay, don't just marginalize it to just, oh, this is just something I do for a hobby. No, girl, you make money in what you do, okay? Because I know that
mm-hmm.
you enjoy doing it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I wish you all the luck, and I thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. You have enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
I'm just going to put you on mute. Okay. 347, you on air.
I should do it.
Hello?
7, you on air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have a question that you like to ask?
Yes, I would like to know about my recent future relationships.
Will I be in a future relationship?
Okay. So you got love on your mind.
Not really, but I want to know if I'm going to be in a serious relationship with someone.
Okay. Is that something that you're desiring, or is just something that, you know, you just really want a companion?
It's not that I don't desire it. I just want to know.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna use my explanation cards. It's just like little messages like that come out. I'm gonna use mm-hmm. that, and I'll use my cards. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Okay, one thing says go sign up for it. So that could possibly mean that, you know, the dating site. Are you aware of some dating sites?
Yes, yeah, some of them, but I don't trust them.
Okay, that's fine. Another card that came out says be brave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another card that came out. It says when someone show you who they are, baby, believe it. So it's not so much of, like, say, like, if you sign up for a let's say it's a popular, like, dating site or something like that, and it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be brave enough to create your profile how you want it, how you want to present yourself, and based off of the type of guy that you want to attract, your profile should be able to implement that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In a way. And you just got to be brave that you can attract what it is that you desire and what you feel you deserve as a woman, okay? Because sometimes
okay.
you could have a little doubt in your mind, but at the same time, when you stay confident and you have that I deserve mentality and you just be brave, you would attract what it is that you desire and what you want. And I do feel like you dealt with a lot of people where they didn't basically measure up to who they say they are. So I'm pretty sure you understand when this card come out, when someone show you who they are, you believe it, right? So
mm-hmm.
in other words, even if you feel that a guy has potential and you feel like he has the potential to do this or do that, or you could utilize him for one aspect of your life, you got to get that out of your mind, because you don't want just a half package. You want the full package. You don't just want one
mm-hmm.
guy good for one and another guy good for another, because you're dividing yourself, you're splitting yourself up as far as what you desire. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so I would say that, that you know, just try like to lay off the people, the guys that are potential, because you don't want to be with someone who just had potential. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm going to use my tarot cards, okay?
Okay.
And you said you want to know if you're going to be in a relationship?
Any relationship, and what's going to happen in the next 3 months?
Okay, and what's going to happen in the next 3 months? Okay. When I'm silent, I'm just shuffling the cards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nine of Pentacles. All right, so let's say hypothetically, doesn't mean that you will or whatever the case might be. Let's say you did go on a website that you feel comfortable at, right?
Mm-hmm.
You feel okay with it, trust it. I feel like it's going to be nine men that's on there. You're going to read their profile. And you're going to take an interest in them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps out of those nine person, maybe three of them will be something solid, or maybe two will be solid. But I would say that out of those nine, you will meet someone,
mm-hmm.
okay? As far as the Wheel of Fortune, you do have good luck. And I feel like when certain guys come into your life, they feel that you are very extremely independent. Like, you don't have a need for them. You have a need for them, but you don't have a need for them. So instead of attracting, like, a king, sometimes you would attract a knight, meaning someone who's not a leader. They basically following your lead. So you want a man that's able to help lead you, lead a king leading a queen, not a knight leading a queen. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's going to take time, because then it's like you got to work on you, and as you work on you, you're going to attract that king, because you're already a queen. Just looking for people, you're just looking, I don't want to say that you like a commando or anything like that, but you just, it's like, you want the man to assume their position in your life. You don't want to have to tell no man what to do or how to treat you or how to be in certain ways. You don't want that. You want the man to already know what he needs to do and just lead. Because I feel like you get to a point where you tired of, you know, holding the weight of other men, and you tired of them just trying to, you just leading you. It's like sometimes you just want to sit back and just be feminine. You just want to be that beautiful queen that you are and be led by a king. But these knights are not capable of being a king. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say you just got to give yourself time. And I would say as long as you keep investing in you and you keep improving you, your king will come along eventually. And what's going to happen in the next 3 months? Let me see. I feel like in the next 3 months, you've got to be a little bit careful, because I feel like these Knights of Pentacles guys, I feel like they come as though they are king, but they really not. You know, you got to pass them up. You got to pass them up like, no. Okay, because they come out, they it's like this. They will take you out on the first date, right? But then after you paying all the rest of the dates and paying for everything after, you don't need that. Okay, that's not a king. A page and a knight, no. A page is just someone who's very immature. They're very immature. They could be older in age, around your age, but very immature, have the mind of a 20-year-old, and you don't need that. Okay,
right.
Because all that is you being aggravated, angry, and just frustrated just with love just in general. And it's not it's not that you should be frustrated with yourself, because it's nothing wrong with you. It's something wrong with the people who you are attracting.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And you have to know what you deserve, what you're worthy of, because if you say yes and accept these Page of Pentacles, and these are what's going to come into your life. So I feel like next 3 months, if you kind of say no, or if you do say no to these Page, the people who pretending to act like they boss or this, that, the third, they ain't boss. They don't leave nothing. And I'm pretty sure they show flags to you.
Right.
Which goes back to when someone show you who they are, believe it, okay? So if someone show you that they full of, you know what, believe it, okay? But if you wait the 3 months, I feel like somebody is going to do something to disappoint you to where you're going to be highly upset about it. But I could see you getting over that. And if you be patient, I do feel like the Most High is going to send you someone very mature, and that's on your level, a king, basically. So you just got to give yourself a chance, and yes, I do see you, and if that's what you really want, that's what you're going to get, okay? So it's going to happen in the next 3 months, and that's your reading for tonight. So how do you like
it? Thank you. It was good.
Okay, all right, so... I thank you for calling in and listening to the show. I will be here on Tuesday, so you're more than welcome to call in if you like.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Good night.
Everyone, as you have heard the show on tonight, I thank you all for who listened from the start to the beginning, from the beginning to the end. As you can see, I hope it was of entertainment to you. And if you would like to come in on next Tuesday, I'll be here on live again, and we'll have another question in the making. And you're more than welcome to call in. So with that being said, bye-bye.